It's time for the Monday edition of the AACA Museum Racing Report with me, the wise guy, being brought to you today by Elizabeth Arden, also by StubHub, and by the Antique Automobile Museum of Hershey. This coming Sunday, it's a car cruise in the museum from 10 till 4, $7 for admission if you bring a car. Also, the 27th will be the Model T Centennial event going on from 8 till 4. For more information, go to their website at www.aacamuseum.org. Fast weekend in racing at Trailway Speedway on Friday night. It's the final points race of the season. 600 cc's went to Eric Snaringer. Jimmy Brookins was crowned the track champion, who finished in second. 270 cc's went to Nick Gower. Jim Still, the champion. Scramble cars went to Rob Lyon and Roy Denike. And the four cylinders went to Sean Kronkelton, with the six cylinders going to Dylan Keim. At Susquehanna Speedway Park on Saturday night, it was Carl Graves winning in the late. Model Street Stocks went to Wes Solomon. Chad Smith winning in the Young Guns. And the Extreme Stock went to Mike Ziegler Jr., with Steve Buckwalter winning in the ARDC Midgets, and the minivans going to Sherry Kittner. The 34th annual Sportsman 100 at Lincoln Speedway on Saturday night went to Frankie Herr over Jason Fry, Bobby Hockenberry, Paul Miller, and Rich Eichelberger. Street Stock winner was Kevin Sigler, with Mike Sloyball winning in the Thunder Cars. Hagerstown Speedway, the Hub City 100, saw Jeremy Miller taking the checkered flag, and it was Pat Cannon winning in the 358 sprints. On Sunday, Todd Schaefer dominated for the fourth Selins Grove National Open victory over Fred Raymer, Mark Smith, Greg Hodnett, and Chad Layton, and it was A.J. Hoffman winning in the Pro Stock division. Formula One racing from the Italian Grand Prix saw Sebastian Vettel winning, the youngest ever at 21 years of age, in victory lane in Formula One. Greg Biffle took the checkered flag in Sprint Cup Series racing at New Hampshire over Jimmy Johnson, Carl Edwards, Jeff Burton, and Dale Earnhardt Jr., and it was Ron Hornaday winning in a Craftsman Truck Series race over the weekend. That's a quick look at racing. Until next time, this has been Racing with the Wise Guy. Next time I see you, I hope it's at the track.